guys, it's Russillo. Stay tuned because Press Row continues now on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there had a wonderful weekend and is off to a great start to the work week. This hour of Press Row is brought to you by Heavenly Flavored Wings. Bite-sized wings, whole wings, jumbo wings, traditional and boneless. Heavenly Wings has every type of chicken wing there is and more than 10 sauces to go with. Now, Honey Gold is their go-to sauce, but they've got them in all spice varieties. Great stuff, Heavenly Wings, Brainerd Road, or the East 3rd Street location for lunch or dinner. Heavenly Flavored Wings, your 3 o'clock sponsor here on Press Row. Well, it is a pleasure to welcome back in on the Hardee's Hotline, UTC football coach Russ Huseman. Mocs, of course, lose a heartbreaker at Sam Houston State on Saturday afternoon. The third straight, really gut-wrenching kind of defeat in the playoffs. Coach, do they get any easier to stomach or do they get worse?
Well, at worst, I think. I'm feeling a little bit better today. We had a recruiting meeting and we're going to get out on the road recruiting, and that kind of gives you new life and new meaning. But, Saturday, the plane ride home and all Sunday, I was probably in the jar pretty good. But you get over it. All the people that tell you they're proud of you, your football team. I just got an email from Sam Houston State, one of their administrators, saying it was the classiest group of football players they've seen in 36 years, and well-mannered, well-spoken. So you're proud of your kids for the fight that they gave. You're proud that they're representing this university in a great way. But again, we failed. And I hate to say it that way because we didn't get our ultimate goal of winning a national championship. So, I am feeling a little bit better today. And then tomorrow when I get out on the road recruiting, I'll feel even better to see some kids and keep recruiting for the future.
It seemed like a game that you guys were certainly getting the better of them in the second half. It was just a matter of that 21-0 hole you had to climb out of.
Yeah, I mean, they kind of attacked us pretty quickly, and their wideouts were phenomenal. Best group of wideouts we had faced all year by far. And I think when we settled down and said, wait a minute now, we can play. We got a good football team. We settled down, and got back in it. And all you can ask for, we got a stop at the end there and got the ball back and, had a chance to win a game at the end there with a 2-minute drill. And it didn't happen. Nobody's fault, but we didn't get it done. But they probably played the game out. Other than getting down 21-0, we played the game out probably the way we needed to play it to have the ball to win a game on the road at the end. So proud of our guys. They fought, played hard. It's a great group of guys we got.
Talk about what you saw on the fake punt, what you liked about it right there, and why didn't that get executed the way you wanted?
Well, that's on me. And all the way, that's my call. I made the call. We had seen them in it. We thought what they had been doing, it was there. They lined up the same way that they had been doing the previous times. Our guys made the correct check to do it. They did everything the right way. The guy just did something different and blew it up. And so our players executed and did what they were told to do. So it had nothing to do with them. Everybody was correct. It's just a head football coach probably making a stupid call, trying to gain a possession. And so that one's on me. And after they scored on that, when I went up to the defensive players, every one of them said, apologized and said, that's on me. So, as a coach, you make decisions and you got to live with them. And I got to live with that one too. But fortunately, we had the ball and we had a chance to win it at the end. So I felt a little bit better, but that can come back and get you. And obviously it came back and got us.
You're listening to UTC football coach Russ Huseman here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, what'd you tell him in the locker room after it was over?
Well, first thing I said, I told the seniors how much we loved them and appreciated them and the legacy that they've built at this place. You know, I probably spoke about the seniors for the first few minutes of it. And then just told them how proud I was of them and the fight and you know, what they've done for us. You know, sometimes, you know, people don't realize, you know, what these guys go through, the effort that they put in. They were hurting pretty bad, as were everybody, the coaches included. But, you know, all you can do is just tell them how proud you are of them, and that's probably the gist of it.
A lot of tears in the locker room afterward?
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough one. You know, because it was one that we could have won. And you know, I don't want to ever say should have won because you just don't know. But that was one we could have won. The New Hampshire one a couple years ago was one we could have won. And when you you don't get it done, it hurts. And I know they were hurting. But, you know, it's a game of football. These guys have won a lot of games for this university and this town and us coaches, and they've done an unbelievable job. And you know, you move on, and we're going to recruit and keep bringing in great kids, great people, and hopefully one of these days we'll win a national championship.
Coach,
it's hard.
It is hard. It's not. They don't just hand those things out like diplomas at Auburn University. I mean, you just drive by there and they throw one in the window.
I don't know about that, but I know winning the national championship is pretty hard.
The coach, does the state of Texas need David Glenn over there to do some meteorology stuff? I mean, all I heard all week was how it's going to be 1,000% chance of rain.
Yeah, it rained Friday night really hard at the hotel. We got up, it was raining, and you know, I had three different pregame plans. I spent an hour in my hotel room that night kind of figuring out different plans. You know, if it's raining hard, we would do something. If it was raining light, we would do something. If it wasn't raining, we would do something. And we got there and went right by the itinerary. I mean, it was fine, and it drizzled just a touch, but not a factor in the game whatsoever.
You're listening to UTC football coach Russ Huseman here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. I'm curious, down to eight teams left in the FCS, how much of the rest of it do you watch, or do you move on to something else? I know you're recruiting, but if you see a playoff game on, are you going to sit down and watch it?
I watch every one of them. Yeah, I mean, it's FCA football, FCS football, and I think it's fantastic, and I can't wait to watch them. I'll watch every one of them and be sick to my stomach the whole time, but I will watch them all.
And then finally, you mentioned you're on the recruiting trail. What's at the top of your wish list? I know it's got a little less room for error when you're dealing with 63 scholarships compared to 85, but what position groups do you want to see shored up the most with this 17 class?
Well, we'll probably sign a good amount of offensive linemen, you know, probably a bigger class of offensive linemen than we've ever signed, you know, to keep building depth there. Secondary-wise, we need to build depth there for sure. But, you know, just typical, you know, wide receiver, quarterback, you know, all the typical needs that you have that you take every year. But, you know, offensive line will be a high priority, obviously. I think wide out will be a high priority. But we'll sign somebody all the way across the board at every position group.
Well, Coach, you know, of course, this was Gene Henley's first flight. I want to say a couple of years ago, Central Michigan was Stephen Hargis' first time in a plane. So the success of your program is leading to all sorts of first flights for TFP staffers.
I heard that, and I went up to Gene. I said, Gene, what are you, 12? I said, I can't believe you've never flown before. And that boggles my mind that he's never flown on a trip before, but I guess not.
All right, Coach. When you were speaking to the team, what senior could you not look in the face because you knew you might get a little misty?
Well, there's a lot of them, but you know, probably Keontae Davis because he's a local guy here, and you know, our background with him and recruiting him and the recruiting process with him, you know, was probably a tough one. You know, I think you love them all, but I think that relationship that was built, and, you know, you give Will Healy a lot of credit. I mean, Will was the one that said, we got to get this kid in this program, and Will recruited him. But, you know, the connection that you make with him coming off the injury, you know, probably should have been recruited heavily, wasn't. So appreciative of the opportunity, and still is today, the opportunity to play a game. You know, but they were all tough. But you know, if you held me a gun to my head, I'd say Keontae, just because of the local ties, I think, and you know what he went through coming out of high school. So probably him.
Well, Coach, listen, thank you so much. As someone who's lived in Chattanooga many, many moons, I remember the 1-11 days before you got here, and I know they always say staying there is just as tough as getting there. The fact that you've been right there 3 straight years playing with the very best at the FCS level, kudos to you, and congratulations for what you've accomplished, and thank you for joining us each week as you have this season on Press Row.
Thank you, guys. I've had fun talking to you guys all during the season, and I'll miss you for a while, but hopefully I get to talk to you when recruiting's over. And I just want to let you guys know, your show, you guys do an unbelievable job, man. And it's funny. It's interesting. So you guys are doing a great job for Chattanooga here. I guarantee that.
Well, listen, Russ, thank you. The next time we'll get you in here, we'll do some studio stuff.
Gotcha. See you guys.
All right. Take care. Russ Huseman, football coach of the UTC Mocs, joining us here on Press Row. We'll reopen the Hardee's hotline. 648-1051 is the number. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.